In Little Rock, lawmakers are beginning to move ahead on tax cuts for the state over the objections of Governor Mike Beebe. From the Capitol in Little Rock, Kelly McNeil has this report.
A House panel Tuesday approved several bills, including one that tax officials say will cost the state $68 million a year once it takes full effect. It would remove the tax on gains made on investments in Arkansas. Finance officials warn that the state budget can ill afford the cut, and Rich Huddleston with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families says in a tough economy, any tax cuts should be directed towards working families.
Low and middle income families would receive virtually none of the immediate benefits from this bill. If you look at the tax cut like a pie, I'm about the top 1% of taxpayers, or those making more than $352,000 a year, would receive about 77% of the total benefits.
But Randy Zook with the State Chamber of Commerce says the cut could stimulate business growth and create more jobs for everyone.
Capital flows where it's welcome and it stays where it's well treated. We need all the capital investment we can get in Arkansas business to generate as many jobs as we possibly can. This bill would go a long way to make Arkansas a more business-friendly, investment-friendly environment.
If the tax cut bills pass, Governor Beebe tells the Associated Press he may let them become law without his signature and let lawmakers choose which programs to cut to pay for them.
Kelly McNeil from KUAR in Little Rock filed that report. One tax measure that made it out of the House Tax Committee yesterday would eliminate the capital gains tax on investments made in Arkansas. That bill's sponsor, Representative Ed Garner, says his measure would create a friendlier business climate in the state.
Because it is on new investments, this is not some windfall for wealthy people that have made investments in the past. This is an incentive for people to take risk and make new investments, create jobs, and jobs are the number one concern of constituents right now.
But as we heard earlier in Kelly's report, Governor Beebe opposes any tax cuts above the half-cent reduction in the grocery tax, and State Finance Chief Richard Weiss says the state's budget can't afford more than that.
We have been below the 2008 collection levels, but at the same time, the prison population has grown. Medicaid has grown substantially. We've been able to piece together things to keep the state afloat and do it in a responsible and conservative manner. But we're about the end of the line there.
Meanwhile, Arkansas voters could be asked to approve issuing bonds to help the state repay more than $350 million owed for unemployment benefits. Arkansas is among 30 states that couldn't cover unemployment benefits during the recent recession without an advance from the federal government. Senator Jeremy Hutchinson says his bill would keep the federal government from deciding how to get its money back.
The federal government will impose a significant tax on our employers, plus charge us 4.5% interest. My proposal takes the federal government out of the equation by issuing bonds. The bonds, current market rates would be around 2.5% in interest, so we'd save $25 million on interest payments alone.
The proposal calls for the issuance of up to $600 million in bonds to be repaid by an increase in the payroll tax that pays for unemployment benefits. And yesterday, the House passed, by a slim margin, a bill to prohibit cell phone use by drivers in school zones or highway work zones. The House already approved a measure to require drivers to hang up near schools. Representative Fred Allen says the Senate bill would improve safety even further.
This bill is very similar to the bill that we had a few weeks ago. The only thing that this bill does, it protects the workers in the highway work zone. It's still a secondary offense.
That means the ban can only be enforced if the driver is pulled over for another infraction. That bill now goes to the governor for his signature.